Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Luke Tuma podcast. We're back for another week.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving week, yeah. And if you were listening last week, sorry for the technical difficulties. You weren't able to hear Chase's voice, apparently. Multiple people were like, I couldn't hear Chase in your podcast. And I was like, fuck, all
right. Well, it is the Luke Tuma podcast. So dude, we got the correct voice right.
Dude, they're probably like, this fucking abusive asshole just muted Chase's mic.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to make two more jokes per podcast. Add my 2 cents.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. We're back for Thanksgiving. Just recorded left, right, center. We're back. Dude, it was Chase and I were just talking about, you're from Jersey, I'm from Buffalo. And just like, dude, the older, it's always been the case, but the older you get, you're like, oh, the only thing to do here is just get hammered and eat carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat like mozzarella sticks and get fucked up. It's like crazy. It really is the only thing there is to do.
Mm-hmm. And listen to sports radio.
And let's do my, oh, dude, my buddy, like, gets so mad at me because he's unironically, like, really into Buffalo local sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we used to make fun of these guys like they were losers in their mom's basement all the time. And now you're, like, comparing their different takes on, like, how Devin Singletary ran the ball on Sunday. I'm like, dude, you're going down the mom's basement route.
Right.
Dude, this has got to be going down the mom's basement route. Like, yeah, dude, it's like, dude, these guys are so obnoxious to the local Buffalo, like, fucking sports shock jock guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, these fucking dudes. He'll literally be like, the one guy's literally a genius. I'm like, no, he's not. No, if he was a genius, he wouldn't be doing sports talk radio in fucking Western New York. No. Why? Why would he be doing that instead of, like, being a tech billionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If he's such a genius. Dude, yeah, it's true, though. There's nothing to do except get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a 5-day bender, man. I'm like, dude, this is just it, huh?
Non-stop,
man. It's like, yeah, dude, unless it's like, the next time I go back, we'll probably ski around Christmas time. That's fun. But, man, if you can't do like something like that, it's like, bro.
But a lot of people also get hammered and go skiing.
That's true, too. Dude, when I was a kid, I fucked my face up drunk skiing when I was like 16, 17.
I mean, that's bound to happen if you're getting drunk going down a fucking mountain.
Yeah,
at 16 years old.
You're right. Drunk skiing is also a thing. It's just you drink while you do everything.
Yeah.
But there's also nothing to do. Like, you were like, you can't even go on a walk.
No.
You really almost can't go on a walk. Like, straight up, you're almost literally not able to.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucked.
And then if it snows, you can't go to the gym. It's just everything.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
Thank God we're in Florida.
I know, dude. I got to say, I'm just loving it. And everyone's just like, I don't know, dude. It's funny. You see people have this, like, I don't know. People have this opinion of Florida that it's like a bunch of crazy, like, lunatic fucking party animal rednecks, which it is, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
to an extent. That's all here. Like, the Florida man thing is here. But, dude, it's also, like, 76 degrees and warm, and you could, like, kayak and golf every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, walk and ride your bike, you know, comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's also like everyone's like, oh, yeah, Florida, aren't you going to move back to New York City? I'm like, aren't you going to move the fuck out of here? Aren't you going to move out of here?
Mm-hmm.
You're living in a frozen fucking tundra, dude. I mean, you're on the surface of fucking Antarctica, and you're like, what, dude, well, how's Florida? I'm like, Florida's pretty good, dude. I mean, it's not -8 degrees. I'm not having my fucking 19th Bud Light of the afternoon, you know, in mm-hmm. Florida, usually, sometimes. But it's, yeah, dude, it's aggressive. It's fucking aggressive, dude. It's just like, I can't even. And I'm getting to the age, everybody talked about it, with the hangovers. I can't really do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can sort of do it, but it's also like, I don't know if everybody, when they're like, your hangover's so bad, sometimes it's physical for me, but it's also like, you just wake up and I'm just like, oh, I've got depression now. And then I'm like, what? It's not, those tequila sodas weren't even close to being worth how I feel right now.
Right.
And it's also, you're doing just such binge drinking over there. My buddy and I, we had a bowling match to see who would get into the fantasy league. I lost, but then they let me in because he got kicked out because he breaks all the rules. He doesn't set the lineup. It's a whole thing, dude. But I got my ass kicked. I bowled so terribly. And they were like, how did you bowl that badly? They were like, you were so bad. And I was like, I'm hammered. And they were like, you can't use that as an excuse. I'm like, you asked me a question and I answered it, number one. Number two, you were at the bowling alley bar and you started me off with back-to-back Long Island iced teas. My buddy ordered me back-to-back Long Island iced teas. I'm like, dude, we were at the bowling alley. That's, by the way, that's like the new pregame bar now, is the bowling alley.
Yeah.
So we were at the bowling alley for maybe 20 minutes and I was like, oh, I'm hammered. I'm fucking hammered. We've been here for 20 minutes. I'm absolutely hammered.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my old friends. Like, they walked in like an hour after me and my one friend got there. And I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Bowling alley, huh?
Yeah, bowling alley drinking. That's what
it's a very, like, 28-year-old thing, I feel like.
Like, getting drunk at a bowling alley?
To make it the pregame to whatever is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what it is, dude. I don't even know if most 28-year-olds are or should be pre-gaming at a bowling alley.
Right.
But my friends do. So does my family. My mom was like, the bowling alley's a great bar, actually. Like, oh, it's a great bar.
It's a great bar.
She's like, bowling alley's a great bar. It's cool seeing my family and shit. It's better going for Christmas. Like I said, we ski.
Mm-hmm.
And that breaks it up. So there's a couple days getting wasted with my friends, and then we'll like go down to the ski area.
Somewhat athletic.
Yeah, and it's like... And, dude, when you're somewhere like Buffalo, it's literally just like, oh, this ate up 9 hours of time, so I didn't get wasted during those 9 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even fuck the athleticism. It's like, I need just something to consume the time.
Yeah.
That's not blacking out. You know, like, oh, this is an activity that takes a while. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, it was a lot. Still haven't vaped, though.
That's good.
No vaping,
dude. How many days has it been?
I don't know. I think because I wasn't vaping on the last podcast, right?
Right. It's been at least a week.
It's been like 9 days, I think.
Nice.
It's crazy.
You don't miss it?
I was craving it really hard, like getting like actual nicotine withdrawals, which was pretty wild. And then after that, no, not really. Every once in a while, if I'm a little drunk, it's so nice to not just be doing it all the time. Dude, I don't know if I told you. I might have said this on last week's podcast. I quit because... I was like, in 50 years, there's going to be some fucked up vape cancer that everybody who vaped got. And I don't want everybody to know I was stupid enough to get vape cancer.
Right.
Like, everyone's going to be like, you fucking idiot. Like, you really needed another strawberry pomegranate monster bar. Like, it's the dumbest thing to get a disease from, dude. It's crazy. Dude, you look around, everybody under the age of like 24 is vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody under the age of like 27 is. If everybody does it. It's like weird now if you don't vape.
Yeah, and then there's like, it stops at 27, and then it's like 42-year-old men and up.
Yeah, you'll that's true, too, because they quit cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
They smoke like the walkie-talkie ones.
Right.
That's what your buddy DJ smokes, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's those big, thick ones.
It's pretty much like an iPhone. It's crazy.
dude,
it's got so many settings on it.
I know, you're telling me that he had you hit it, and you started like coughing your balls off.
Instantly.
Like, what happened? And he was like, oh, it's cranked up to 95.
95.
Dude, the scale goes to 100.
And he does it casually.
Yeah.
And it's like every 2 minutes, you just hear.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then just like, those ones, like the smoke billows out like a chimney.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy. I'll be at his funeral probably by 2023. So it's all good.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, no, I'm so glad I quit. It also looks so stupid.
Yeah.
You're just smoking on like a neon blue, like square fucking Pez dispenser looking thing. It's humiliating, dude.
Yeah.
It's also, yeah, I said this last week. When you order them, it's so humiliating. Can I get a watermelon? Can I get a watermelon fume bar? It's like, dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
I sound so stupid right now. But yeah, I'm happy. Haven't gotten back on the sauce, dude.
Nice.
Have not gotten back on the sauce.
I feel like you're doing good. You're quitting like one thing per month almost, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I fully got back on the wagon with drinking for the last 5 days. But no, you're right. You actually are seeing me de-vice myself.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened? I started getting all these vices during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've kind of reached a point where I'm like, the pandemic's been over for too long for me to blame that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know? It's been a while. Like, I have to... Now it's either just, like, I do these things or I don't, you know? So that was the thing. The getting hammered all the time, no. I did in Buffalo, but like I said, I can't keep up.
Right.
I also have no desire to do that here anymore. Like, just go out, like, 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And get drunk.
Well, that's because there's other shit to do here.
That might be it. When I first moved here, though, I was doing it all the time. But I think it was just... I was running off fumes of how psyched I was that this place was open because New York was closed at the time. But I don't know, dude.
You also have a car now. You could, like, go places.
I have a car now. I could go places. That's the other thing, too, is we live right next to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the car makes you drive less for that reason. Because before I didn't have a car, I'd be like, we should just walk to one of these millions of bars that are right there, you know? Which is now with the car, I'm like, okay, I could fucking go drive to some other place and not get hammered. But yeah, dude, I am weaning off the vices. If I could do caffeine, that would be crazy because my caffeine addiction is maybe the most powerful one of all.
I mean, I believe in you, but I also, I've seen how much coffee you consume pretty regularly.
It's so fucked up. Have you ever seen me order? My friends from Buffalo are literally disgusted by it. Have you seen me order when I order like an oat milk latte?
Yeah.
Iced oat milk latte. Four shots.
That's
four shots of espresso.
And we literally got at the Starbucks next to your place like 2 weeks ago. You walk out, you're like, she didn't fucking put it in.
Yeah, like, I was like, you already knew. I was like, there's only three shots in here. I'm like, getting so angry. Chase is just giggling at me. I'm like, she's fucking screwed me over. She wasn't listening. There's only three shots of espresso in here. It's like, dude, she's concerned for your health. She's worried about your heart exploding. Yeah, that might be the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the caffeine addiction.
I think I was literally thinking today I might have to quit it just because I was watching a video. I was like, I've been feeling a little sluggish recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I work out all the time. I'm eating healthy again. It's like, why do I feel sluggish? And they're basically breaking down why coffee just makes you feel like a lard.
Yeah.
Even if you just drink like one cup a day.
Because it just spikes you up and down.
The acid in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if I fucking quit caffeine. Imagine that, dude. I'm barely drinking. No caffeine. No nicotine. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
What would I do, though? Where would the joy in life come from? Yeah. Nothing, huh?
Next week, we have 8 new Snapchat shows.
Yeah, like, there's 28 new Snapchat shows. Just, like, barking at Chase. Turning his mic down intentionally because I'm getting irritable. Dude, it's good. It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Good feeling to turn the vices off.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you don't want to be doing all... You can't... You also get to a certain age where you're like, I got to stop vaping and getting hammered all the time.
If you want to live past 60, you got to let a few of the things go.
100%. That's a big one. And just like not being a fucking loser. Like,
that's also a valid point.
Like I think about that all the time is the loseriness of it. Like,
there's a loseriness to going home and seeing all the people like the night before Thanksgiving at bars and shit.
Oh, I know.
That look familiar. You're like, this guy's still here.
Autumn didn't know about the night before Thanksgiving trend. And I was like, yeah, it's definitely like a white people thing.
White people, Northeastern thing, I feel like.
That's a good point, too. It's like a Northeastern white. Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's like the biggest party night of the year. She's like, what are you talking about? She had no idea. She's like, it's not just fucking New Year's. I'm like, no.
No.
Night before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Eve.
She's like, why? I was like, everybody's home. And she was like, all your friends live at home anyway. So I was like, so?
Dude, right?
Luke's in town.
You got to celebrate.
We got to celebrate, dude. We got to drink till fucking 5 in the morning. Yeah, the night before, seeing all the dudes, seeing all the bros.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a good crop of them this year. Although I will also say I was so fucking drunk because that was the same night as the bowling alley. So I was hammered. So everybody who saw me and caught up with me just saw me in the midst of like a blackout. But also I would assume they were also blacked out.
Right.
But yeah, I saw a good crop this year. Sometimes, like weirdly, everybody who I saw I wanted to see.
That's good.
Yeah. Which is because sometimes you see the, you know, yo, bro, I see you doing your thing, dog. You know what I mean? Like those, I talk about them on stage a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, bro, like, I see you out here grinding. I'm like, dude, hello. Good to see you again. You know what I mean? You're like, get me out of this fucking conversation. Yo, bro, I see you, dog. I'm like, dude, your dad's a dentist. Like, why are you talking like that? We are 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bro, for real, dog. I'm like, dude, enough.
We're at the bowling alley.
Yeah, we're at the bowling alley. We're inching up to 30 years old. Like, you got it, dude. Please. Stop talking like Cameron. Like, dude, it's so brutal. Oh, my God. But the night before Thanksgiving, though, big white people thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like one bar you always go to?
Well, there's really only one bar. So
that's, dude, it's kind of the same thing.
You know? Yeah. There's like breweries, which are actually we've migrated a bit more towards brewery to like kind of pregame.
Nice.
Like we'll grab like dinner first, you know, we become that friend group. And it's not even like chicken and pizza anymore. It's like the Italian restaurant.
Dude, that's great.
Then hit a brewery. Yeah.
See, I wish my friends were doing that. They've converted to the bowling alley.
Gosh.
They get Italian dinner at this one Italian place sometimes, but like I've seen how much wine they put down, and I'm like, I would still also be hammered. It's crazy amounts. What's the bar like, the neighborhood bar?
It's called a Landmark, and it's kind of like a sports bar during the day.
Yeah.
And then the lighting is exactly the same, music is exactly the same at night. There's still football on, but everyone's kind of just crowded in there.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, that's that girl from eighth grade.
So just everybody you saw.
Yeah. Saw a good amount. Not as many as usual, though.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Why? Because as I've gotten older, like, my hometown group has become smaller, but I still have a shit ton of friends from, like, college. The problem is I don't go home and have a car, so I can't drive and, like, meet up with all of them, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of, like, my even partying harder people, like Dylan from Key West, they're all in, like, North Jersey.
Okay.
So I see them less than my hometown friends.
And your hometown friends, most of them still live in South Jersey?
A good amount of them, yeah. But some of them kind of just fizzled out and did their own thing. It's like, okay. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, dude, the one bar, we got one called the Brickyard. It's fucking.
The Brickyard.
It's like a barbecue place / like pretend brewery.
Gotcha.
It's a pretend barbecue place / pretend brewery where a bunch of people in Buffalo get hammered.
So it's a backyard.
It's just like a fucking, it's like a two-sided bar. If you went in, you wouldn't think it was bad. We just go there so much. Mm. Like, every time I go home, we go there, and it's just like, I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's this bar in, like, Buffalo, because that one's in this town called Lewiston. There's one in Buffalo, called Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah, and everybody's just, and everybody goes there.
I'm sure.
Goes there. Yeah.
How could you not?
Mr. Good Bar. That's the spot
where
everybody wants to go. My buddy was like, it's the best bar in the world. I'm like, no, it's not, but it's pretty good. Like, he's like, the food's incredible. I'm like, dude, it's chicken tenders. He's like, the food's unbelievable. I'm like, it's chicken fingers. Mm. Like, let's slow the roll here. That's the other thing is, like, I do think the food in Buffalo is good. But it also is like drunk food.
Yeah, you mentioned that a couple times.
It's all just drunk food.
Yeah.
It's fried chicken tossed in buffalo sauce. It's wings. It's like this pizza with these ridiculous, like, obnoxious toppings on it, dude. Obnoxious. And, like, that's something I do like about me getting older is that I'm no longer like, the food in Buffalo is amazing. I'm like, the food in Buffalo tastes good, and I want to eat it once a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not as good as fucking crab cakes. It's just not. It's not. It's not as good as scallops. Like, it's not. It's to be like, dude, it's like the best food in the world. It's like, yeah, dude, when we're 14, we got to keep it moving here.
Right.
The best food in the world is not chicken fucking tenders, dude.
But if it's on a sub,
dude,
you know,
it's chicken with fries. I mean, it is delicious, but it's also like, I don't even know how anybody, I can't, maybe my body's just weaker than like some of my friends, because I'm like, dude, at this age, I also can't be eating chicken finger subs all the time.
Right.
My body can't hold that
Pay the
up.
Price instantly.
Dude, I'm going to be exhausted. I'll be tired all the time. I can't eat carbs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like shitty ass carbs. I could do it every once in a while if I'm drunk or something, but that's the other thing is I don't even know how I can get. I've slimmed down a little, and I don't know how I could really balloon back up because I can't drink as much as I used to be able to drink even 2 months ago, and I can't eat that shitty food all the time. So I don't know if I got it in me.
You're fine. You're on like a steady decline probably. Probably lose like a pound a month for like 2 or 3 years, you know?
And yeah.
You'll slim down no problem probably while trying.
I'm psyched for it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It was
the come up.
It was getting out of control there. I mean, my fucking God, dude. It was getting out of control.
Yeah. But, well, you're doing better than most people. Like, I saw this one girl on Instagram who her and her sister were always hot growing up. And then she posted a picture with her sister who recently got married, and it was a balloon, dude. It was
really?
So
they
bad.
Just huge.
She's enormous. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude,
I was like, come on.
That's so fucking funny, dude. My friends are not fat, which is interesting. They went through a fat phase, and then they all slimmed down at the same time.
Gotcha.
It was interesting. Dude, I swear to God, this is so funny. When they all kind of chubbed up a little bit for a little, only a couple months, and then now they all look fine. When they chubbed up a little bit, though, it was because they were going to the bowling alley all the time. Like, dude, they all put on like 20 pounds of bowling alley weight. Like, they all looked like bowlers. Like, my buddy Scott, like, was like, he's way bigger than he is now. And he was like kind of like waddling up to throw his ball. And my buddy Brandon goes, look at him. He's got the body of a bowler. Like, proud of him.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's got the body of a bowler. I was like, dude, what are you doing to yourselves, man? Oh, my God. It's fucking great, though, dude. Did you do some serious food binging?
I did on Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's a pretty good cook, so took that, and then she got the pies from the local Italian bakery, so slammed some of those.
So good.
And then Friday, I wasn't even, like, that hungover. I was a little bit hungover, but I was mainly just in a food coma the whole day. I did nothing.
Yeah.
Not nice. A single thing.
You need that sometimes.
No, you don't. That's the worst day I've had in, like, 2 years.
I was like, it's good for miserable. You. You're like, no, it's fucking not, dude. No, it's not, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, yeah, South Jersey. I'm trying to think if I've been to South Jersey.
Well, you've been to the east side of it. You've been to the coast of it.
Yeah, that's not where you're from, though, right?
I'm on the opposite side. I'm, like, 15 minutes from Philly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's super close.
Yeah.
What's the town called?
I'm from Mullica Hill, but now my parents are split, so now I'm from West Effort and Swedesboro.
Wow.
I'm from both.
Wow, switching it up.
Yeah. Mullica Hill's in the middle of those two.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
They picked opposite sides.
And Mullica Hill is where Landmark is?
Yeah. It's in Glassboro, which is on the edge of Mullica Hill. Dude, Mullica Hill doesn't have a bar.
There's zero bars there?
It was a dry town until 2 years ago.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you had to drive. My friend Chris lived on the edge of Glassboro, so we'd go to his house.
Wow.
And then he was like a 2-minute ride from Landmark.
And Landmark. Okay, and you could go drink at Landmark.
Yeah, but Landmark kind of sucks, too, because it's at Rowan University. So it's the one Rowan college bar as well.
So it's a bunch of college kids.
Bunch of college kids.
Dude, I said it before on this podcast. I cannot stand these kids. I can't stand college kids.
They're the worst.
Dude, they're off. They're awful, dude. They're so fucking obnoxious. We went to the world's largest disco in Buffalo. Can I recognize a couple times? Excuse me, what fans? Were there, which is pretty funny. They're very nice people. But after the world's largest disco, we went to this clubby bar in Buffalo called the Rec Room. Bro, it was a fuck, like,
these are sick names, by the way.
The Rec Room, the world's largest disco, the Brickyard. I mean, the Rec Room's a good name, but I hated it, dude. I hated it so much. It was like a clubbier place, and there were all these fucking college kids in the line, just like packed in the line, and it's in Buffalo, so it's literally like snowing on us. There's no awning, and the line isn't like single file. The line is like six people wide, and everybody's trying to swarm in through this door. And like, dude, these college kids are like talking shit behind me, like being like, oh, I guess this guy's with that group. What, it's like a 13 person group, huh? Like, how long is it gonna take me to get into the bar? And I'm like, dude, I want to slap this kid across the face. And then the girl counterparts to those guys are even worse. Like, I'm like, oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bro. Just, yeah, it was like those college. I cannot handle a college bar right now.
Yeah.
Dude, my buddies who want to, like, bang college chicks, I'm like, how do you spend enough time around them to, like, get the job done?
Right.
Like, that means you got to spend, like, what, 3 hours with one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a nightmare, dude.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours with like a 21-year-old girl? That sounds awful.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Dude, your ears are going to be ringing. Oh, my God. Yeah, every time I'm around them now, I'm like, these kids are the worst.
Yeah.
These kids are just, it's just not, you know. Ugh. I can't do it. Those guys, like, yeah. I mean, and you see, like, the future peaked in college, guys. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Everybody peaked in high school is becoming overrated. The more common occurrence is peaked in college.
Mm-hmm.
The more common occurrence is the dude peaked during his frat days.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the best days of his life. When he and his boys would just go out and get fucked up at the college bars every weekend. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the new thing. Someone's heyday was college.
It's the good old days.
The good old days were, yeah, like sophomore year. We'd go to fucking the TAM and fucking get a 25-cent beer and get fucked up. Like, yeah, dude, it was fucking great, dude. I remember we partied so much. Like, yeah, and then they got to go into the real world, and it's like not as enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because they're just, you know.
Working at Allstate.
Working at Allstate, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Working at fucking Allstate.
Huh? Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong if you work at Allstate. Please listen to the podcast still. Do not shut the podcast off because we shit on your Allstate job. No, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like there's something wrong with like your favorite times all being during one time and you just like are obsessed with these like things that were very specific to that age.
It's not even like it's their favorite time, though. It's like they idolized that time.
Yeah, dude. It's like also that wasn't a real life you were living.
Yeah.
You know?
It's Disney World for 22-year-olds.
Yeah, like poor kids really don't get to do that unless they're like on an athletic scholarship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like your parents just paid for you to live like an asshole. College is really just that. People's parents are paying for them to be assholes for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, my buddy went to college at Charleston, dude. And like his boys are all awesome, but his we would see like I would just see the way like these kids at that college acted. I'm like, damn, dude, all these kids got money. And a lot of them are in frats, and they're, like, spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ever go to class, and they just smoke weed and play video games and fuck chicks.
Yeah.
Which is a fun fucking time. Don't get me wrong. What part of that is not awesome? But it's like, dude, like, this is not reality.
Yeah.
This is so far away from a real life. Like, this is like, no adult gets to do any of these things.
Yeah.
Barely any of them, you know?
All these kids also just disappear after senior year. Like, they just, like, kind of fade away, and you never hear about any of them again.
Yeah, what do you think they're doing? Because I didn't graduate.
Yeah.
I dropped out.
There you go. I mean, most of them, they'll post, like, a picture of a flyer in, like, a dive bar in New York, and I'm like, that's not even that funny, you know? This used to be the kid I'd see doing coke off like his boy's ass, you know?
Yeah.
It's just very weird. It's just very weird. It's like such a 180.
Like, what do you mean like a flyer?
Like it'll be someone that like wrote something funny on a funny in quotations on like a bathroom wall.
Oh, I hate that.
And they post a picture of that because they think it's hilarious. And I'm like, man, you guys are gone.
Yeah, it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah, you used to be the funniest kid I know. What happened?
Because now you can't act like a complete maniac.
Yeah, because their boss follows them on Instagram.
Yeah, and you're just like 25.
Yeah.
You're fucking 25.
It's bizarre. Some of them also like post like they'll be rappers now. Like kind of like that white 26-year-old kid that you talk about. It's like they have approval to be weird now that they graduated.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
What do you mean? Because they don't have like friends around them to roast them all the time?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they have like this standard to uphold because they're like surrounded by all these college age kids.
Yeah.
And they all care about what each other thinks.
And then when they get out, they just get weird.
Yeah, like very weird.
Well, a lot of white dudes, another big thing for white guys is like the guy who's really into psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very common archetype.
Yeah.
The guy who gets real into psychedelics and it changes his life. And I love psychedelics and they can change the way you look at things. But also there's a lot of people that are supplementing a real personality with just like, I do acid sometimes.
Yeah.
Like that's your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like occasionally I have a cool experience on mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's not really a person to be. It's just like,
yeah,
it's like a refillable thing. You know what I mean?
It's like being a social justice warrior.
The shroom psychedelic guy. You got the hype beast kids.
Yeah, it's all in the same family.
Yeah, it's just you need an identity, and you landed on one.
Yeah,
you landed on one. I was watching this kid. It was interesting. This kid tries all this different food. It's a really good like little web series show. It's super watchable, I'll say, and he's good on the show. But I went to his Instagram. And it's like so aggressively like left wing, and I'm just like.
Talking about food?
Yeah, it's like, I get that's what you're into, but you're also like, you're literally like taste testing turkey sandwiches. He's like, support black-owned businesses or else you have nobody to blame but yourself. And then the next, like, literally, like, that's what he's saying. And then the next one is like, fucking best cheeseburger I've had in months. And I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's like nothing better than a waffle fry. Nothing better than an order of large waffle fries. And then literally the next post is like, if you don't support the indigenous communities, you can fucking die off a cliff. And it's like, dude, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were the prosciutto sandwich man 2 days ago. This is a weird mix here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? It's interesting. I do like his stuff, but it is odd to see like pictures of mac and cheese next to like a 4-page description of why we should defund the police. There's something There's something that doesn't quite fit there.
Right.
About that picture. Mm-hmm. To be like, you're the defund the police guy, and you're also really into these tater tots.
I was going to say, that kind of reminds me. Did you see the thing going around this past couple days? It was like on people's Instagram stories. It was like, repost this if Black Lives Matter, in parentheses. I see who's like scrolled past or whatever. Did you see any of this?
No.
So it's like people will take a picture of like their foot. And it'll have, you know, those new Instagram things. It'll be like, tag the person you're in love with.
Yeah.
And like all that kind of shit. There was one. It was, if Black Lives Matter, post a picture, and then parentheses puts, I know who scrolled past. And then the most racist kids I know are the ones posting this picture on their story, you know?
Like, fucking nobody will even know, dude. Nobody will fucking know I don't like them, dude. Fucking post this picture of my elbow. Fucking nice, dude. No, it's, yeah. I mean, that's like, what do they call it? Like the like performative activism.
Yeah.
You know, but like it is so odd. It's like it comes off so like insecure and lacking in identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't fully know who you are and you're really scared of the way other people think about you.
Yeah.
And so you really need everyone to see that like you're supporting. Like you can. You can support black-owned businesses without shoving it in everyone's face. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I guess you're saying, like, your argument would be like, I'm just helping spread the word. But it's like, I don't know. Are you're going to spread the word like, does LeBron need your help? Like, how much does LeBron need your 800 follower help?
Right.
You know, and you're like, everything matters. It's like, I get it, but this is a little about you and the way you want to be viewed.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest stars are on it. Our biggest, Michelle Obama's on it. LeBron's on it. They're on it. They're going to post about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a gazillion fucking followers. You're going to see what they post. Zendaya is going to share a bunch of black-owned businesses and give them a ton of money. Like, you have 700 followers. And you're like, here's what you need to do. Fucking support black-owned businesses. Oh, did you see you saw that we got a new variant coming in?
Oh yeah, from South Africa, right?
Yeah, it's weird that they're naming like it was like the Delta and the Gamma variants, right? Mm. And now they're giving them like badass names: the Omicron variant, the Tron variant, the Megadeth variant. Like it's very like they're giving them the names are a little too cool. You know, Delta was chill. Delta's a chill name. You didn't need to name it Omicron.
It's like a Transformer.
It does sound like a Transformer.
Yeah.
The Megatron. The Autobot variant. Hell yeah. You're going to get the fucking sniffles. Like, dude, chill out with this fucking name. What are you doing, man? It's everybody back. Like, not everybody. It's a mix. My family's real liberal, so they're like, they're big into like this whole like, oh, there's a new variant, and they just added a mask mandate back, indoor mask mandate in Buffalo.
Really?
In Erie County, which is where Buffalo is, so you have to wear masks inside.
Hmm.
And everybody's like, it's so funny how far it'll go to be like, if only everybody got vaccinated. I'm like, well, like 71% of the population is fully vaccinated. I don't know if that argument really sustains.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, if it wasn't for these fucking they'll literally go, if it wasn't for fucking people in fucking Florida, then we wouldn't have to do this. And you're like, 62% of people in Florida are fully vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 70 plus or whatever in, you know, these northeastern states. It's like, at what point are we gonna be at like 92% fully vaccinated? You're gonna be like, dude, if it wasn't those 8% of fucking pieces of shit in West Virginia, we could be back to normal. It's like, dude, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Were there masks at the bowling alley?
No, that's not in Erie County, so gosh, they don't have to do them, which is the other funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
One county, yes. One county, no. Depending on like what one weird assemblyman or city councilman thinks. You know what I mean?
Drawing the state line.
Yeah, dude. It's like, but it is funny how far they'll take like the like, if only everybody got fucking vaccinated, then we would be fine. If only everybody, it's like, so now we're talking 70% of people fully vaxxed. We had the lockdown for God knows how long. Like, now you have mask mandates in some of these cities. So you got mask mandates. A lot of places you have to show your vax card. At what point is it going to be like, maybe this is just it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe maybe unfortunately, and the deaths are down. The death rate is way lower because of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I'm fully vaxxed. I think that's why. But it's also like, you know, the deaths are down. So now, still no? Still, dude, when they add capacity restrictions, I'm going to be so happy we live in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's coming. They shut down European countries.
That's all that.
Dude, you don't think in like LA and San Francisco, they're going to like have things opening at 50% capacity?
I mean, we're going to be in New York in like 2 weeks. We got to bring our vax card.
Yeah, when's the last time you used a vax card? Never.
Dude, I haven't used it one time.
Dude, I look so stupid in New York because in New York, everybody has this thing called the Excelsior Pass, and it's just like a little like Apple wallet on your phone. Mm-hmm. And you just pull it out and show it. But Ron DeSantis doesn't want that to be allowed in the state of Florida. So you can't, there's no Florida version of the Excelsior Pass. There's no app. Mm-hmm. So you just, I had like a plastic baggie with my old vax card in it from Publix, and I was like, here it is. And I'm like handing them like, it's got like a piece of tissue in it. It's like crumpled up. I'm like, can I please get into the bar? We're gonna have to do that in New York, dude.
Damn.
I'm psyched to be in New York for a day. Should be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fucking cold.
I've been like 3-4 years, so
that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time, dude. New York's great. New York, if they could like, I would consider going back to New York if they could like, if some imaginary person that would never exist could promise me that there would not be another lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I want probably won't happen. You know what right. I mean? I'm like, oh, I can see myself living in New York if, like, I could be promised by a government official that they won't lock down. But it's like, when is this going to happen? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You hope. You hope. That's the thing about Florida, dude. It's like, you know when you're here, you're like, I can, whatever I like to do, I can keep doing it.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell me I can't do it. You know, I can just chill.
Mm-hmm.
I can just fucking, I don't have to worry about the fucking Omni House variant or whatever the fuck they're calling it. The Megadeth variant. It's the worst variant in the world. It's also like, that's never going to stop.
Yeah.
The variants.
It's always going to be a new one.
There's been like 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, brutal.
The Delta one almost came in and wrecked some havoc again, but that one kind of faded off.
Yeah, Delta. You fucking one-hit wonder, dude. Fucking Delta variant. Dude, Omicron's the new shit.
He's coming.
Omicron's topping the charts.
Dude. Right in time for the holidays.
Right? Dude, it always does that, too. They're like, it's good. It's for sure going to fuck up Christmas somehow.
Yeah.
Every, like, few months, it's like, there's another variant. Are you getting the booster?
Am I going to have to get the booster? Is that going to be the next thing where you have to have a booster?
I don't really know.
I mean, I will if, like, that becomes the norm, I guess, but
I was talking about this with some people. I'm like, my dad just got his booster. He's, like, big into, like, every vaccine right away and stuff like that. Like, I get it, but I'm like, part of me is like, another one? I just got the two. I thought that was what I needed.
If they come up with a better name than booster, I'll get it.
Then you don't like the name?
No. I don't want to go get a thing called a booster shot.
It does make you feel like you're 4 years old.
Exactly.
That's a great point. Yeah, dude, it does feel like you're getting a fucking measles shot.
Yeah.
Or chicken pox. But, dude, it's, I don't know. How many?
I mean, I'll get it. I'm not, like, one of these people. I'm not going to get it, you know? But until, like, it's absolutely necessary. You know?
Yeah, it's also like, you know, my dad was telling me, like, apparently you can mix and match. Like, literally, he used the phrase mix and match. Like, he was like, you can mix and match. And it's like, I'm thinking about it. He's like, so you got Moderna vaccine, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, but you could get the Pfizer booster. And he said, he was like, there's some studies that it actually helps to mix and match. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting dressed for a night on the town. Like, this is a serum we're putting into my body. Like, it's getting a little trendy.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's like, dude, well, you got Pfizer, Moderna. Yeah. Like, dude, when it was like a cool
thing customizable.
To say, I'm like, dude, which pharmaceutical giant shot you up with fluids that you have no idea about?
It's a fucking NFT.
Yeah, dude, it is. It is. Dude. It's like, I'm always going to get the regular vax, like the two shots. Of Pfizer, Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll always have to do that to go to places like New York or California.
Yeah.
I'll always get it. But it's like, how often are these boosters going to come in? Because a booster's supposed to be, you get it once and you don't have to get it again for years. That's like the idea of a booster shot.
Interesting.
It's like long-term coverage.
How long is the first one supposed to last? like the first two shots we got.
Dude, they probably already faded away.
Jesus.
I mean, they last like, I think, do you get the flu? You're supposed to get the flu shot every year.
Once a year, yeah.
So a year?
Damn.
I think they, on your vax card, it says a year.
Hmm.
So I think they last a year.
Okay.
But these boosters are supposed to last a few years.
Okay.
But then like.
But then Booster XL is going to be a decade.
Dude, you're telling me they're not going to be like 14 months from now. Like you, everybody needs the Johnson & Johnson Super Booster. They're going to give it another cool name.
Mm.
If you want to stop the Omicron variant, you need the Super Booster. Do you want to defeat evil COVID or not? Like, dude, that's it. It's going to be how long. I want to see how long does the COVID booster last? How long does the COVID booster last? We know very little about how COVID boosters last. Oh, that's a good. That's good. Variant called Omicron emergence. No occurrence. Dude, what the fuck? Son of a bitch. Fucking San Francisco Chronicle. All right. We would hope that this is something that we're looking at very carefully. The big question, like, dude, this is so annoying. The San Francisco Chronicle wants to run their ads while I'm trying to read their goddamn fucking stupid article. All right. We would hope, and this is long-lasting, so additional doses aren't needed. That's the hope. We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that the third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more. But right now, the longevity of the booster is unknown, and finding out will take some time. So
it could just last another couple months.
The reassurance was, hopefully you don't have to get another one in 6 months.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to be taking 20 vaccines a year, dude. Are you serious? That's crazy. How long does COVID immunity last? This is just the deal, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Biden got his booster.
Nice.
Dude, he must have had no idea what was going on. Huh? What is this? Why the fuck is there another one? Oh, everybody get it. Do it now. What the fuck are you putting in me? Okay, all right. Dude, how confused is he? Dude, I saw a video of Biden from... Look at this guy. Look at Biden. He has no idea what's going on, dude. He's so confused. Dude, they just put his medicine in his applesauce. Like, we're going to shoot you up with this thing. What are you doing? Get away from me. I don't want to take my arthritis medicine. I saw a video of him. Dude, it wasn't from that long ago, like maybe 6-7 years ago. And he was talking so coherently.
Mm.
It was so weird. He was crushing his speech. He sounded great. He sounded great, dude. He sounded totally normal. And now he's just like, I mean, not even close to normal, dude.
He's old, man.
He is old, dude. He aged quickly, though. You know,
what happens when you get in office like that.
Yeah, I feel bad a little bit because I'm like, he's not supposed to be. Let Kamala take over. Yeah. Let this old fuck.
Even him being vice president has to be like stressful. You know, it's definitely not stress free.
No,
definitely takes a lot more years off your life.
Like, let the guy relax, dude. He's 150 years old.
Mm.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. He definitely had no clue. We're gonna be getting 20 boosters. 100% happening. It's 100% happening. Do you factor in the holiday weight gain? Like, before you go home, are you like, I'm going to put on?
I figure, like, 3 pounds are a given, you know?
Dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every year.
You
have to be like,
yeah,
5 pounds is going on me at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will come off in due time.
Exactly.
But it's coming on.
Dude, my one, not even my boy anymore, but I became, like, this trainer. Mm-hmm. And he posted a TikTok of him, like, choosing between like the Thanksgiving plate and his meal prep, and it was like, make the right decision. And I was like, dude, you're a fucking loser.
What a fucking loser. Yeah. Dude, can you imagine?
It never stops.
Thanks, mom. No stuffing. I'm trying to rise and grind today. Thanks, but no thanks, mom. I don't want any cheesecake. I'm trying to attack the day. It's time for me to hustle and fucking grind. So no cherry, no cranberry sauce for me. Okay? It's so funny. What a fucking lame thing.
It's psychotic.
to brag about. Make the right choice. Do your meal prep on the holidays when you're with your family for the first time in 5 months. Yeah. All of you fucking eat your grilled chicken and sweet potatoes, or you're a pussy. No, you want mashed potatoes? Well, I guess you're going to lose sight of the goal. Dude, you're going to stay in that mode all the time.
You couldn't even just eat, like, turkey, you know?
Yeah.
Just straight turkey.
Dude, I knew a kid who was, like, vegan. It's funny. He got, like, married, and now he's, like, not in that good of shape. He looks good. He looks fine, but he used to be, like, absolutely ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Now he looks fine. Normal guy. Looks like fucking me. But he's, like, shredded. And he's, like, vegan only. And, dude, he would work out, like, every day. And he would do these, like, calisthenic workouts, like, on the rings and ropes, like, on a, like, a gymnast.
Yeah.
And then he would eat this fucking vegan food. And, like, we were all broke doing stand-up in New York at the time. And I would ask him about, like, the vegan food. And he would be like, yeah, well, it's, like, it's kind of expensive. It's, like, $18 per, like, little fucking meal that you would go get around the corner. Jesus. And I was like, dude, that's pretty expensive. He's like, well, yeah, that's what it costs to be in shape. And I'm like, you seem miserable, dude. you're terrified of a slice of pizza.
Mm.
You barely will have a beer. And you're fucking working out like Simone Biles all day.
And not enjoying it.
No, dude, there's no joy in this
and
life.
Not in the Olympics.
Make the right decision. Fuck Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, you made cake, Mom? Why don't you shove it up your ass? Look at these triceps, Ma.
So fucking great.
All right, but we'll wrap it here. Thank you guys for listening. I think we are all set on the fucking on the audio.
If not, third time's the charm.
If we're not set on the audio, I'm gonna be pretty pissed at myself.
I mean, we ran the test before and it seemed
we did
fine.
Test it.
Yeah.
If it's fucked, just let me know. If it's fucked, just let me know in like DM me or whatever if you listen. Go follow each of us on Instagram at Luke.Tuma, at Chase Azarian, Chilling with Chase on YouTube. And then we got the shows. We got Excuse Me What on Snapchat. And we got our new show, Left, Right, Center on Snapchat, almost at 100,000 subscribers. We started the last day of September. And in 2 months, we've almost reached 100,000 subscribers, which is pretty fucking nuts.
Pretty good.
So go check that out if you have Snapchat. If you don't have Snapchat, just download the app, dude, all right? You can send people dick pics, and you can watch our new show. What more could you want from life, all right? Guys, we will catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.